This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here, the Common Sense Show. We're broadcasting today from down in the Bayou State of Louisiana. Got Leo Honeycutt, my sidekick, here with me right now, renowned author. You can find out all about Leo at RadioCommonSense.com. Leo, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, Jim. How about you?
Off to a good start of a lively time. I had a great week, by the way. You a baseball fan or not?
Yeah. I'm writing a baseball book.
Well, I was going to say, I guess you are. Skip Berkman, the winningest coach in college. Baseball, more World Series championships, renowned baseball coach who influenced so many in the major leagues as well. You've got that, so I guess you do know something about baseball, Leo.
Well, just a clarification, he was not the winningest college World Series coach, but he's the winningest living college World Series coach.
That's close enough. I had a great week last week. I was down in Tampa, Florida. I make an annual trip down. I'm a big baseball fan, and I go down for spring training. I go down with some friends of mine, and there are 15 major league teams within about 40 miles of Tampa.
Right.
And you can each day go to a different team. And, Leo, a lot of people who are listening in major league cities say, well, gosh, you know, you go to the game, and, it's 50 yards away. You can see it. It's fun to do it, but there's a big barrier between you and the players. Down in Tampa, the players come right up to the fence. They'll give you an autograph. They'll visit with you a little bit. The stadiums are like small-town stadiums. New York Yankees have the biggest stadium, seats about 11,000 people.
Right.
Most of them seat 7,000 or 8,000. Very intimate, good hot dogs. It's like the Bull Durham movie, or one of the old movies in a small-town baseball. That's what it's like down there.
Man.
Yeah, just amazing.
I noticed you didn't invite us to go down.
Well, no, I'm pretty protected. I don't want to get to burn. I'm not there for partying. I'm there to kind of concentrate on baseball. And I'm a big Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you either love the Yankees or you hate the Yankees. And most of America hates the Yankees, quite frankly.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, they really do. They're never the underdog. In fact, they're the overdog. They're brash. They spend way much more money than everybody else. They're cocky. But they're the best baseball team year in, year out. They didn't win the World Series last year, got into the semifinals, if you will, of it all. But this year, they're just awesome. They've got the biggest sluggers and the best pitchers. And in any event, people boo them or they cheer them. But I've been on the Yankees team for many years.
Well, who was your favorite Yankee of all time? Who is the Yankee of all time?
I guess you go back with so many greats, with Babe Ruth going right on through. But I'm more of the modern area. Derek Jeter, that just retired and now is a part owner of the Miami Marlins, Florida Marlins. He was the class act. He would tip his hat, never had any off-field incidences, was a real superhero to so many young people. So I guess
I don't want to make you feel bad right here, and I don't really want to brag, even though you didn't take me with you down there to the Yankees training. But understand this. I got to go to the Yankees for a game one night, did not plan it. A friend of mine, a business friend, picked me up at LaGuardia, took me to Yankee Stadium. We walked all the way down to the front, to the very front box right behind home plate, and Derek Jeter walked over to us and was talking to us as he was on deck swinging. And he just carried on this conversation completely relaxed. He goes up to the plate, hits a home run.
Well, you know, his last time at bat, he hit a home run before he retired. Super story. And to tell you what your ticket cost, a behind home plate probably cost you $1,500 a ticket in Yankee Stadium. Right down there behind home plate, $1,500 a ticket. I didn't spend that much with my Southwest Airlines from Baton Rouge to Tampa, my hotel, my tickets, my hot dogs, my cold beer. I didn't spend $1,500 on my whole week. And that's one ticket, one game in Yankee Stadium up there.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't pay for it. I didn't expect it, but it was a really nice surprise.
Leo, there is something very special. Now, I've not been to the new Yankee Stadium in New York in the old
old ones.
Me either.
You walk in, you've got Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York. You go get one of those Nathan's kosher hot dogs, nice, fat, juicy hot dogs with all the trimmings. Best hot dogs I've ever tasted. And it's just it's an experience.
It is an experience.
The music playing, everything like that. And I guess my highlight, if I had to tell you my highlight, we're not a baseball show, but we're off a little bit on a tangent. I went to high school in St. Louis, Missouri, and my next-door neighbor was the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, a former great shortstop, Marty Marion. His daughter was kind of a tomboy, buddy of mine. We hung out together. So she said, "Hey, Dad wants us to sit in the box today. You want to come to the Cardinals game?" It was on a Sunday, doubleheader. Stan the Man Musial hit 5 home runs.
Whoa.
In the doubleheader in one Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
And so what a time to be there. So anyway,
wow.
If you're a baseball fan, it's that time of year.
Well, I'm sorry. One thing I learned through the research on Skip Bertman for this book about baseball, college baseball, one of his heroes obviously is going to be the Yankees, as well as the Brooklyn Dodgers before they moved in the 57 out to Los Angeles. But one thing I found out, which I'd never known before, was the reason why Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs, and that was not cracked, that was not surpassed until 1974 with Hank Aaron, is because of the batting order. Babe Ruth was number 3, and behind him was Lou Gehrig. And so the opposing pitchers had a choice. They knew they were going to have to walk one or the other. And because Babe Ruth was so slow, they took the chance that he would be in that 70% where he would strike out. And they took the chance that if he did hit, that it wouldn't be a home run. But they knew with Lou Gehrig, who is a power hitter, that he probably would hit it out of the park and would score the home run or even bring in a grand slam. So they would pitch to Babe Ruth, and they would walk Lou Gehrig.
Good gosh. Well, the Yankees kind of have that same thing right now. Sanchez, names you'll hear so much in this season. Judge, huge power hitters, 2, 3, and 4, all in order. Who do you pitch to?
Right.
And same decision, right? That's a great story to talk about there, Leo. A lot of people think baseball is kind of simple. It's not that hard to do. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player I think that ever lived, he maybe LeBron James is challenging right now. Michael Jordan, who had won a number of championships for the Chicago Bulls, goes to try baseball. Couldn't cut it. Couldn't make it. Goes back to basketball, wins 3 more world championships. Tim Tebow, remember the great quarterback,
yeah.
Tim Tebow? He's trying to play. He's in minor league Class A right now, just trying to hang on. So these guys that think it's an easy sport find out very quickly it's just not all that easy.
And you know who one of Air Jordan's mentors was? Somebody he studied extensively was Pistol Pete Maravich.
I didn't know that.
He studied his moves. He would watch film and tape of Pistol Pete's moves on the court. And yeah, and this was back before the three-point rule in basketball, but Pistol Pete still holds some college records.
Pistol Pete was a great LSU player, went on to the pros. I watched him, I guess probably one of the most electric moments in sports is when Pistol Pete was playing with the New Orleans Jazz. He'd take that ball down the court and from half court throw the ball behind his pass as a bullet right to an oncoming player. Stunning plays, and he, without 3 points, I think he scored 50 and 60 points a game. He had been the all-time score, no doubt about it.
So. That's right. If you watch some of those old films and movies, it's just incredible because he would have 3-man coverage, and still, he would jump up, lay up for the shot, he would go around behind. He would curl the ball around behind one of the people trying to keep him from getting there.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Let's get on to some very serious news. They caught a guy in Hazeltown, Pennsylvania. A fellow was in his backyard, and he's making spaghetti and meat sauce, meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes in the house, he comes back, his meatballs and his sauce are gone. Someone stole his meatballs and sauce. So they go down the street to the corner, he reports it to the police, and here's some guy walking down the street just eating the meatballs, got the red sauce all over his
shirt.
Got it all over his shirt. Went around right along his business just fine. So that's my meatball story for the day. Hello, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt. We got a good show today. We're going to talk about the Trump imposing these tariffs. We're going to talk about gun control. We're going to talk about Billy Graham's funeral and someone who was actually there. Mm-hmm. We've got a nationally known warden who's going to be on the show today. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. You can have some fun, see who our guests are, and see all about the shows. Here's what we're going to do. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt as we try to bring you up to date on what's going on throughout the country. Supreme Court this week, Leo, has got an interesting case before them. I was the Secretary of State of Louisiana for 8 years, which means I was the Chief Elections Officer. And when I was there as the Chief Elections Officer, you couldn't come in the polling place with a T-shirt that says, vote for Bill Jones, or have a snake on it, you know, that was kind of the symbol that had a political sign on it or something.
Sure, sure.
And so that has been prohibited by the election codes in most states. And that's been challenged, saying, well, that's a violation of your freedom of speech. You have the right to speak. You have the right to display what you want to display, unless it's in vulgar taste. And so the Supreme Court has to rule it. When someone goes into a polling place, can they wear a message on a T-shirt, on a hat? Can they wear a pin? Can they do something to express themselves about a particular message? The court has said, for example, there was a Supreme Court case, the Burson case, where someone had Jews for Jesus on their shirt. That was okay. I guess there's no political message along that line. But when you put something in, here's a fellow that was turned Black Lives Matter. Polling worker sent him home, said you couldn't wear something like that. He was a poll worker, wore that in, saying, well, that brings up issues in the campaign that shouldn't be discussed in a polling place. You shouldn't allow something like that. This is a Minnesota case, and in the Minnesota case, someone came in with clothes supporting the Tea Party. They had the snake curling up at the Tea Party. They were told they had to leave the polling place. What do you think about that? Should someone, because of the First Amendment guarantee the right to freedom of speech, that is, goes to some kind of a symbol or a message, you wear your lapel pin, in this case, on their T-shirt, can you have something that is forbidden by law, a message, not to make a political statement, I guess?
Well, if you're working for state or local or national government, you probably should stay out of that. I mean, I think that would be just something you would want to do. In fact, I'm not so sure that a lot of these things have been handed down by ethics committees and as statutes that you're not supposed to have political symbols going into work or if you work for the government, that kind of thing. I'm not so sure that really wasn't designed just for your own protection, because everybody's going to have a view, and if you're working for an administration that's either Republican or Democrat, invariably you're going to wind up at crossways with somebody within your own office. So why would you want to waste the time and the energy and the taxpayers' money if you're going to wind up engaging in feuds across the aisle when you should just be working on the government?
Well, on the other hand, but let's assume you want, though, to make that statement.
Well, do it on your own time.
Okay, so any kind of a – you're saying someone in their office, you would want that banned if they worked particularly with taxpayers' dollars. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a policy that private sector would give. And so,
how many people really enjoy the in-your-face attitude? You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, there are a certain number that do, and the argument is even if there's one – under the we're arguing these gun rights that say this is absolutely protected by the Constitution. Well, is the interpretation of being able to express yourselves in a mission, rather in a statement, that many people argue is a basic right in the Constitution? If there's one person that wants to do it, do they have the right? I guess that's the question.
Well, I suppose they do have the right, and I suppose you can do that. But if you really feel that strongly about your politics, then just run. Just get some guts and go run.
Well, I agree with you. Well, the Supreme Court's going to hear the case this week. I'll tell you how it used to be. Back in the 70s, I ran for state senator back in 1971. And in that instance, you'd go in the polling place, and the poll workers could wear your pin. The people running the polls, they wear your pin. I'd give them all Jim Brown T-shirts and Jim Brown pins. And then to soften them up a little bit, Leo, I had delivered to every polling location a big box of hot donuts.
Of course. Of course. I knew it.
So the workers just kind of relaxed a little bit. Now, that was legal. That's the way it was run back then. And then I became Secretary of State, and I thought back, well, maybe that's not such a good idea. Let's go ahead and ban the donuts and ban the signs. But it used to be where everybody would wear big buttons and bumper stickers, and there'd be signs all over the polling location. So I said, okay, That's not going to work. We've got to. So I suggested a law for our legislature down in Louisiana to say no politicking within 300 feet of the polling
place. And I remember your stop signs at every polling place.
They were, but that was a question raised because they said absolutely no politicking of any kind within 300 feet of the polling location. James H. Brown, Jr.,
yeah.
Secretary
yeah.
of State.
Uh-huh.
Well, and the staff did it. I didn't even think anything about it. So, wait a minute.
I saw it every time I went to vote.
That's right. But you're politicking, in effect. You're putting your name out there. You're right. I have to agree on that. I didn't think a thing about it. So we took those down. But in any event, the Supreme Court will be making that decision. I think on Wednesday.
Well, now, if I can say before we get away from that particular subject, your stop signs worked in my case. I liked it because I didn't want to be buttonholed every time I walked into the door to go make a vote by either somebody for or against something. You know, and they could scream at you right up until you went in to vote.
That's right. And if you notice, in most states you find there's a big display outside the voting area that actually tells you what's on the ballots. You can look that over. But I don't want to be influenced either. And that's not, it ought to be neutral.
Right.
And ought to be politically free in terms of that kind of a pressure on you.
Right.
So, any event, that's going to be a case we'll watch with interest to see how that comes down. This is a personal thing for me, Leo. The longest running show in New York history is called The Fantastics. Did you ever see the show The Fantastics?
No. That's heard about it.
I never saw it. Ran for years and years. Barbara Streisand may try to remember a big hit. And Placido Domingo, the great opera singer, did the Fantastics. A number of people. Let's see. Jerry Obrock, who's on Law and Order before he passed away.
Yep.
A number of big stars were in that show.
Huh.
Well, I had the fortune, I was at Tulane University down in New Orleans, and so I'd done a little acting for the fun of it. So I tried out and got the lead in The Fantastics.
You?
I got the lead.
Whoa.
And so performed a number of nights down there, and I got a call from this fellow that died, his secretary. I didn't talk to him, Harvey Schmidt, who is the co-creator of The Fantastics. Again, the longest running show in the history of Broadway. And the lady said, you know, we're looking for stand-ins and fill-ins who possibly goes on to lead. Would you be interested in trying out for The Fantastics? This is for the New York show. And, of course, I'm in law school, close to getting married, graduating, had to get on and support a family. And so I said, no, I don't think so.
So you bypassed your shot at stardom.
And who knows where I would have been today?
Who knows? I bet we wouldn't have been doing this radio show.
That's right. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have qualified for it. So I also did a show in New Orleans called The Three Penny Opera.
I heard of that.
The song Mac the Knife.
Mm-hmm.
I sang the song Mac the Knife in that show.
Go ahead and give us a few bars. Go ahead, talk.
Oh, the shark bites.
Ooh, that's good.
Baby.
Okay, maybe we need to stick with law.
Got a ways to go. Going to take a pause right now. Going to come back with the guest talking about these new steel tariffs the president has ordered in. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Leo Honeycutt's here with me, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. Welcome to our show. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. The president this week declared that the United States will impose steel tariffs on steel and aluminum imports primarily, that is really escalating tensions with China and other trading partners, and quite frankly, raising the prices, the prospect, Leo, of higher prices for American consumers and companies. And a lot of people don't understand. We get this trade war. You think, well, we should protect American products because our trade deficit is so high. I don't understand how it all works out. I want to get a couple of views on this. Stephen Lester is with us right now. He's with a group called QMF Steel Supplies Fabrication. They manufacture aluminum, stainless steel, and other products. They're over in the Dallas area. Hey, Steve, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, good morning to you.
And, Steve, you know, you're coming from the steel perspective. I guess you're very supportive of the president raising those trade barriers because there's obviously competition from cheaper steel. But make your case that the president called you up and says, Steve, look, I'm considering putting tariffs on. I don't want to rock the economy. I'm trying to keep our flow with other countries, and I don't want prices to go up for America. But what's your argument for the president to impose those higher tariffs?
Well, quite honestly, we've done this before. We did it back with George Bush back in 2002. And the result of that was metal went up. Just as a quick example, He did a head fake to this about a week or 10 days ago, our president right now. And basically, in that 10 days, metal's gone up three times. What used to be your quote's good for 30 days is now 3 days, is now kind of, it's good for the next 45 minutes, and then if anything happens, we'll let you know. But kind of, if you want some, you better grab it now. As a result of just that little threatening of doing it 10 days ago before he actually said something last week, everybody's shelves cleared out. I mean, basically, if you needed some metal and you were going to need it the next month or two for a project, kind of the way we do it, where you have long-term contracts and you know that you're going to be working on this, you better buy it now. Because the first thing that happens is shortages, and the second thing that happens is higher prices.
You're talking about there's shortages if the tariffs are imposed?
Correct. Because what you can do right now in our industry, producers produce more than they need. So the mills are sitting here, they're making it, making the metal products, and they're putting them out in their yards, and you can get them. And the import stuff is coming in. And keep in mind, I realize everybody wants to say it's all about China, and to an extent it is, but they're by far not our largest importer. Canada actually is. Canada not only makes a lot of our aluminum, but they make a good product, as opposed to China, who makes a lot of product, but not necessarily are they all up to our standards. A lot of the metal is inferior to what we make. And the results of that are you don't know it till you're in the middle of cutting it. And then all of a sudden you have hard spots or in the example of some... Just a few years ago, we were cutting some large diameter stainless, and we kept ruining saw blades. And at the tune of $95 a saw blade, you kind of want to not blow too many just trying to cut through a 9-inch diameter piece of stainless. And when we finally got through it, we see this ball bearing in there that is, I don't know what kind of metal. It just didn't melt.
Right. Wow. And Steve, your company is a supplier then, is that right?
Well, we also supply, but we also manufacture. We do quite a bit of heavy highway and high-rises. So we'll do colleges, we'll do highway products, we'll do a variety of things. We'll do stadiums, hotels. We kind of get into a variety of things. Anything that needs handrails.
So my point is, then, if the president imposes tariffs on imports, that would help your company then, wouldn't it? Because if prices are up, the steel products or aluminum that you produce is going to be more competitive. So I assume you're for the tariffs?
Actually, again, they did this back in 2002. It didn't work out well. Basically, you couldn't figure out what your price was going to be from one day to the next, and then you had to make sure you could get it. So it really doesn't have the effect that people think that it would. It's not going to put a bunch of people back to work. We are already running at a high capacity right now. So basically, if you change the market and you make the imports closer to the same price as domestic, a lot of the people will buy domestic. Because I do a lot of government-type work, either federal, state, or local, I already buy domestic. And right now I'm pretty happy. I can get what I need when I need it, within a few days, one way or the other, and I know kind of what my prices are going to be. When they put these tariffs on, all of a sudden they level the playing field, there become shortages, and then there becomes a disparity in pricing. Nobody knows what it's going to be from day to day. So it may have an adverse effect.
A number of Republicans jumped all over the president, and actually financial markets took a drop. Trump says that firm action was crucial to protect U.S. industry from unfair competition and to bolster national security. I guess from his argument, we're not dependent on foreign imports. And you're saying that you don't think that's a valid argument, that with Canadian imports we're bringing in and with running to about capacity right now in America, that the system is working pretty well the way it was. Is that your argument?
Well, to an extent. I mean, here's the thing, and here's what everybody needs to understand. We have a long-running dumping suit against China because China ran out here and they put all these, their government subsidized or their government-owned mills in China. So basically they were producing, and they didn't have anywhere for it to go. after they built cities and bridges to nowhere, they basically started shipping the metal over here. Well, they were sending it over here at such a cheap price that, of course, it was killing the American mills. So in that aspect, Trump is doing the correct thing. And I believe me, I love the guy. He's doing a lot of things that are phenomenal. But you kind of need to watch how this happens. And what's going to happen is you make it higher, they ship less over here, and the people that can use the foreign metal start using the domestic because it's already here and it's cheap. It's the same price. The problem is that starts having shortages because our capacity right now is pretty good. But if you start pushing on it a little bit, you know, the mills can only turn out so much metal.
I understand. Now, how would that affect aluminum? I've seen reports that, you know, a can of beer is going to go up 4 or 5 cents because of the aluminum and these imports going on. You think it's going to make any difference or not?
Well, it will, but the type of aluminum they use to make beer cans, I laugh every time I hear that because, quite honestly, are you going to know if you paid a nickel more for a beer? Probably not. And that's a discretionary purchase. You don't necessarily have to go to the store and buy beer, but you may have to go buy a new car, or you may have to, you know, move into a new building, or somebody may have to get a new building because they're relocating. Those things will make a dramatic difference. A can of beer, who's going to know? If you want a can of beer and it's $1.29 or you pay $1.34, how do you know the difference?
But what about? But you do need it for, say, washing machines and refrigerators and a lot of those kinds of products. So
those things, again, they're consumer and discretionary for the most part. But again, you will feel that in your wallet pretty much immediately. So
okay,
yeah.
Steve. Hey, Steve, we're out of time. Look. Yep. Steve, great to talk to you. Steve's with Texas-based QMF Steel Supplies. Glad to have your perspective on this, Steve. It's very confusing to us. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend. Hopefully we can talk to you again in the future, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Okay, interesting to see what that's going to do, Leo. And
sounds like we better go out and buy our appliances now.
Yeah, buy it before the imports go into effect. Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. We got a lot more to talk to you about, so freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. Leo, I'm really upset today. These darn airlines
again,
who cramp your seats, give you no food, take advantage of you, you can't put the bags on like you did in the old days. I'm an old school flyer, likes the comfort. Now they're cutting down on your emotional support animals that you can take on the airline. You know, you can't take, and this poor guy, he wanted to take his emotional support peacock on the plane with him. And you can't take your peacocks on the plane with you anymore.
What is this world coming
what
to?
What is the airlines coming to?
A peacock? Oh, do you know what a peacock? You know how loud a peacock is?
How big they are.
I mean, come on. You want to hear that on the plane?
Look, a poor guy who's blind, I can understand the dog, but I don't know. You don't put that on the plane with you. You get to him to his seat.
Right.
He gets handicapped
right.
help, and the dog is carried in the baggage.
Give him a magazine.
That's how it used to be.
Right.
But now the dog can be right there in the seat next to you, and you can bring cats. People have brought all kinds of animals. They say, well, that's their emotional support animals.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you got to have your emotional support animal, maybe you better stay home, you know, or put the animal in the car. I don't
now,
want to sit next
Jim.
To a peacock. You want to sit next to a peacock?
Well, that's asking a little bit much, yes. And besides, they're not exactly the cleanest animals around.
I love peacocks. I've always wanted to have some up in the country, you know, up in the trees. It'd be wonderful to have.
Mm-hmm.
Just not on the airplane.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I agree with you there. But now, as far as the dogs and that kind of thing, you know, if especially if they're seeing-eye dogs, you got to have those.
You know, United Airlines spokesman said the number of comfort animals on, this is United flights,
mm-hmm.
just on one airline,
mm-hmm.
jumped from 43,000 in 2016 to 76,000 last year. On one airline, 76,000 people brought their pets with them. You know, look, I guess if you want to box it up and put it down in the baggage compartment, take your horse. I don't care.
Right.
But I don't want the peacock or the horse sitting next to me on the plane. Can you believe that many people? I never dreamed. Again, I can see the person. What other animal would you have if besides someone who has vision impairment? That's certainly completely justified.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need another animal? Now, this whole emotional support thing is catching on right here. Now, it's one of the many movements going on today.
Well, a lot of people don't like to fly. And so if they take their emotional support animal, it helps them to get on the plane and to fly. That would be about the only thing that I could justify that with.
But I mean, they've had people buy a ticket for the animal that sits right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that never happened in the past. That never happened in the past. So,
what do they have, litter boxes then on the plane? I mean,
I don't know how they handle that, but they'd have to put a little diaper on there, I guess, or something like that. <don't you> know?
Well, but I don't. You know, diapers still aren't going to control the smell.
Well, that's the truth.
Let's get off the animal.
There is a student who was arrested down here in Homestead, Louisiana. He was in his math class, and he gave the sign of the number that, when multiplied by itself, equals another number. And this is the sign, Leo, you can see it. It's a V within a long horizontal line.
Yeah.
And it's something very basic to someone very astute as a mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
The kids in the class saw it, said it looked like a gun, reported to the teacher. The teacher calls the police. The kid is initially arrested for drawing a gun in school. Now, you can't, I wish our readers at home could see this. It's just a V with a long line out the front that I guess could conceivably considered some kind of a picture of a real rough drawing of a gun.
That's what you use for square root.
Well, the guy's arrested because he's some kids read that who aren't very bright in math, obviously.
Oh, for crying
out loud.
That
it was a gun.
And you don't think we're not dumbing down the country?
Good Lord. Well,
mercy.
I think we were doing that before we had the symbols along these lines.
Man.
If you look at the numbers school-wise and that are going on right now.
Okay, so the students might, I mean, didn't the teacher chime in here somewhere and say, no, that's square root?
Well, that's what, in the article, it doesn't say that. You would think that the teacher would come right and say, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
I think the students just went right to the sheriff's office and said, we're really scared about this. The mass symbol is scaring them to death. Serious note, Donald Trump, you know, it's interesting the debate going on in this country. We don't have a lot of time left, Leo. But a number of states are loosening up the laws for possession of marijuana down to a $40 fine. I've seen a number of states, your fourth offense is a $100 fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's below 14 ounces of marijuana. That's one extreme to where we're loosening so much in the drug. Well, I guess the other extreme would be Colorado and now California, where it's legal to buy recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
The other extreme is that Donald Trump this week praise Singapore for executing drug dealers. And he said, if you are pushing drugs, and I think in fairness to the president, he wasn't talking about minor amounts of marijuana, but hard drugs that a dealer is pushing. And the point he makes is you want to talk about something that's life-threatening, that some of these drug dealers have been responsible for killing hundreds of people because of the overdose on drugs, the impurities in the drugs. And so he says we should have much tougher laws. That's a debate going on here in our home state of Louisiana. Up in Alaska, our listeners up in Alaska know the same debate on the East and West Coast. How far do you go? Do you just legalize drugs like they have in a few countries? And if there's druggies on the sidewalk or the street, it's just a medical problem. And just, you don't drink rubbing alcohol. And if you do, that's just something you deal with from a medical point of view. You don't drink gasoline. Someone that chooses to do that, they can. Well, you don't take an overdose of drugs. On the other hand, we have this opioid crisis that's growing by leaps and bounds in this country. And we seem to be further away from the balance today than we were in the debates 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but it's because there's become such a liberal live and let live mindset about that. You know, like, who are you to say that I can't smoke pot? That's not anything that I do, but do I really want to stand in front of somebody doing it? Now, the governor of Colorado has come out publicly and said that he really wishes that they had not legalized marijuana because of what it's done to not just police, but to state government up there. And then there was a coach, a high school coach in Colorado just last week, that came out and he said it's been it's a pox upon the whole land, the legalization of marijuana, because now he can't get, most of his kids can't even pass a drug test to play football, and they don't work as hard.
Also, and this caused a lot of controversy, there's a Texas college, can't remember the name of it, that was recruiting for the football team. Well, a young man from Colorado wrote and said, "Hey, coach, I'd like to come play. Can you offer me a scholarship? I want to come play." And the coach wrote back and said, "Well, we don't recruit anyone from Colorado because of the problems we're having in drug testing. So many of our potential scholarship people fail the drug test. So therefore, we're not even going to talk to you."
Wow.
Because you come from the state of Colorado. There's a real controversy there in Texas that stirred up a lot of controversy. And so I guess my point is, I know some people say, well, we're making some incremental steps in the area of marijuana. It seems like we've not done anything in terms of the importation of some of the heavy drugs that are going on. The chemicals that, in so many areas, you can go to Walmart and get the mixture you need for the drugs you need to sell on the streets. Mm-hmm. And so we are a far, far away. And well, the president says, far from lessening the penalties, we strengthen the penalties. Drug dealers, the death penalty if you're a major drug dealer in this country. He says that's the only way you're going to control it. I'm kind of in the middle. That seems pretty harsh. On the other hand, I'm not for legalization. I have great concerns about marijuana. Leo, just to research it for our listeners on this radio show, if you just Google medical problems with marijuana, you will see any number of very legitimate studies from major universities that say that continuing use of marijuana has a direct a negative effect on your brain. You're not going to live as long. Mm-hmm. And I've seen study after study.
Don't tell Willie Nelson that.
Well, again, of course, he's living. Willie's 82 or 83 or something like that.
Still does concerts.
That's right.
But the problem is that for every one of Willie, then there's 10,000 more who don't succeed, who don't do very well as a result.
No doubt about it.
So that's really bad odds, I would think.
No, I agree with you. And, at least the president has stimulated the debate. Whatever you think of Trump, he doesn't shy away from these controversial issues, and he's often wrong, but in his mind he's right, and at least he's stirring up the controversy and the debate of things that we should have been talking about for some time.
Well, the drug and crime goes hand in hand, and nobody can deny the fact that we have a violence problem in this country.
Leo, we got to take a pause right now. Got to get top of the news here on the GCN Live Network, Genesis Communications. Check out our website at radiocommonsense.com. You can see who our guests are. We got a great guest coming up at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk about, should teachers have guns in school? So stay with us. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.